Robert, talk about pesticides and cancer. One of the things that I have heard thus far from other doctors is that pesticides have an estrogenic effect on the body. So can you talk about that?
Yeah, we talk about disrupting endocrine integrity, endocrine disruptors. Now, the hormonal system is a brilliant system. I mean, you're talking about substances that can be found in your body at parts per million, parts per billion, parts per 150 billion. I mean, there's not a lot compared to everything else in your body. Yet you put these pesticides in there, some of them will outright destroy a hormone, for instance, on contact. But in many ways, some of them are mimicking, because that's the way they work in the natural world, to disrupt the insect reproductive system and such. So we have that larger effect in the macro environment or in our environment. And when we alter the endocrine function, we disrupt normal metabolic processes that keep us young and functioning and vital. And so this also relates to enzymes, because these pesticides, as well as being endocrine disruptors, they destroy the enzymes that are the essential tools of life, that also are found in the body at very minute levels relative to the entire content of the body's, you know, liquid, mineral, et cetera, content. And so at parts per million, these pesticides not only disrupt the endocrine integrity, but destroy enzymes and our ability to break things down and bind things out. So it's a corruption, a vicious corruption, not only of the food supply, but our own functional integrity that gives rise to the very cancers that we're trying to prevent, which is again why I say you've got to clean up what goes into your body. You cannot subsist on pesticide-laden foods and overcome cancer ultimately.
All the more reason to go organic if possible.
Yes.